just sitting here talking, and I was like, do you think I could pay my sister to just do my wedding website for me, or our wedding website? I'm not into it. I don't want to do it, but this gave me a good idea. Maybe we need to have somebody on for Wedding Wednesday that can talk about the digital side now of weddings.
Well,
the whole thing.
I think it's a one of my friends was getting married, and I said, why don't you put a QR code?
Yes.
To, like, at the bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if people want to, you know, because the honeymoon fund
Wait,
or whatever.
I love that you said this, because I jokingly just said when we were with my sister and with our friends, I was like, maybe we should just kind of like put signs up everywhere, so the more alcohol people drink, they'll be like, yeah, I'll donate more money. Or I hate the word donate.
Not
but
donate,
it's like,
but it's just
I'll
gifting.
Gift more money. Like,
yes.
I mean, it's probably so tacky, but.
I don't think it's tacky.
So
I mean, it's like,
right?
Yes.
So now we were just sitting here talking. So now The Knot is a popular hosting site for wedding websites. It's supposed to be really easy to make. A lot of my friends have made it, and it's basically your home for all the wedding information.
Right.
So on the save the date and wedding invitation, the website address or QR code
yes.
can be on the invitation. And then it's there that you'll find the room blocks, you'll find the itineraries, you'll find information on dress code.
Mm-hmm.
And then now people are linking honeymoon funds. You can even put the options to buy excursions for the honeymoon and all different things.
Yes.
So the gift registry goes on there. Just tons of things, you know?
Yeah, I think you like can put like stuff about your family also.
Yep.
And, you know, just so that you know everyone involved. And I think as someone who, when I mean, it was not a thing when I was getting married, but someone who's gone to weddings and had that, like, it's just so nice to just have it.
Right. And I mean, everybody thinks of getting a photographer for the wedding now. People are hiring on content creators, which is a whole other thing as well. So it's just like all, I was even thinking like, should I make like a private Instagram for everybody to follow that I could post like updates on?
Oh,
I think the Knot will be fine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes. But it is crazy. And it's something that I had planned to sit down and do 2 weekends ago and just life happened, both professionally and personally, and so it just never got done. And people are like, well, why don't you get it done on the airplane? I literally fall asleep as soon as I sit down on an airplane.
Girl.
I cannot.
I know.
So it didn't happen when I was traveling.
That's okay. That's
and
all right.
So
you'll have an
done.
Opportunity soon.
That's what I'm
I
thinking.
Feel.
I'm like, maybe if I just rally my mom and my sister and fiance to like do this with me kind of a thing.
Yes.
We can make it fun.
Yes. Have some drinks.
I'm dreading it a bit. I don't know why. I just,
it's a great thing for people, like the guests. They will very much appreciate it.
Yes. I just want somebody else to make it.
Well, maybe Lexi will get on board and just be like, yes, just buy her drink and be like,
maybe
here,
like,
go
this
ahead.
Is my wedding gift to me from you. Make the wedding website.
Yes, please make it.
For I'll buy you cocktails.
Whatever. Whatever it takes
Whatever
to
works,
bribe the sister.
Like, it's just tasks that they're not hard. It just needs to
it's
be
tedious.
Done, and it's tedious,
That's
and
why.
It's time consuming, and there's a million excuses why to put it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, got called into work. I'm busy. I'm tired.
I
need
but
rest.
But it's okay.
Like, I could have done it today, but I was like, you know what? I really need to get my nails done, so I like ran over and got my nails done. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's always something.
But that's the thing is, it's not running over to get your nails done. Like that nail thing
over
takes
an hour,
so long.
An hour and a half, really. We both got our nails done.
We did. Mine are. So
I love
I'll tell you my situation. Like, I fell asleep on the chair, and this was the color that I had on my toes. Not my hands. I wanted the same color that I had on my hands before, which is
which
like
is
a neutral.
White,
Like, it's I'm always, like, neutral, whatever. So I woke up, and this was on my hand.
I love it.
Anyway, so.
I said it looks so good with your skin tone. It's
thank
so
you.
Summery. It looks great. It's
thank
fun.
You.
It's different.
Thank you. Thank you. I know you're trying to zoom into.
Mine are great.
Hers are awesome. Hers are really, really good.
Yeah, we'll
I think they're
the
trying
same.
To do it with this camera
this
here, camera 5. Yeah, right here. We should just hold hands. Oh, there it is. There's a camera. Okay. But we're talking about. Okay. That's all right.
Yeah, we tried.
We tried.
So normally when we do the show, we would have like a couple cameras. But now we only have one camera. So
I wonder if we're going to go back there.
Well, we need to figure it out.
Yeah.
I liked all of our fun shots that we used to do.
It was great.
Yeah.
It was really good.
That was so fun. Okay, well, we cannot go back to our other place, so we'll
really?
Figure it out.
Oh, wow. Our director just told us we can't go back
I
to
know.
The other place.
Anyway.
I'm processing that right now.
I know. That's sad. I like that other place.
I know.
Can we get the other cameras over here?
Anyway, we can talk about this later. Here's something that we do need to talk about. So there was a relationship expert on Houston's morning show talking about this. Honesty, the key to a healthy and happy relationship. We all agree, yes. But there are apparently some secrets that you can keep from your partner. Again, this is from the relationship expert. And then when I saw this, that we did this early this morning, I started looking at articles and what people were saying, because I'm like, what would you keep from your, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, lots of things.
So I know. So some things we know are better left unsaid, not because they're shameful or wrong, but because saying them out loud might do more harm than good. Hmm. And we have those passing thoughts sometimes, small frustrations or private feelings that live in the quiet corners of our minds. And sometimes sharing every single one of them does not build intimacy. It actually chips away at it. So does keeping something to yourself mean that you're being dishonest? Relationships experts say not always. There's a difference between hiding and choosing peace. And I can think of many times that I've just chosen peace because I know this could have gone a different way, but it's not like I'm trying to hide something. So one of the things is your personal fantasies about something. That's apparently you don't need to share that with your, actually I was gonna delete that one because I really don't wanna talk about that one.
But honestly, I think that should be shared, because if somebody's personal fantasy doesn't match yours in like some crazy, erotic, insane way, like, is that very healthy?
I don't know. But I mean, are we talking? Yeah.
I mean, do you know what I mean? Like, if you're with someone and they're like, my fantasy is think of like the craziest thing you could ever think of, and you're just appalled by that because that's not something you could ever even comprehend.
Right.
Don't you think that'd be good to know about?
So I think so, but that might scare some away. There's obviously
for a good reason.
Right, I know. But I think guys obviously think of things a lot different than girls do. Yeah, I'm not trying to say that. So anyway.
But also I feel like with my fiance, we talk about like all the hard stuff that needed to be discussed before we got engaged, and I do feel like we're online with like everything, which is great.
Okay.
I mean, he might feel like differently about something, but it's something that I can accept, and it's not going to cause a problem, which is good.
Right.
I don't know, like, that would freak me out if I was with someone and then they told me their fantasy and it was like insane. I'd be like, okay, bye.
Right. I'm sure there's some crazy things that people...
We're not judging here.
No, we're not judging. We listen and we don't judge.
Yes.
Okay, here's something that I think you have to keep from your partner if... Okay, let me just say it. A friend's confidential information. Like, that's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
When you have like a best friend and like Caroline's telling me something and it's like obviously personal or something, you know, whatever, I'm not going to go tell Daniel, and it's not because I'm hiding it.
And there's
it's
been just times too that because we hang out with a lot of couples now that I know a piece of information and maybe I've known for months, and then it comes out publicly to like the group or the couple that we're with. Mm-hmm. And Connor's like, oh my God, I can't believe. And I was like, yeah, I've known for months. You didn't tell me? Like, no, of course I didn't tell you.
Yeah.
It was a secret, or like, not a secret, but something that they told me in confidence. I'm not going to go blabbing to you.
Here's something that I did. It happened more than 15 years ago. So it was an old coworker. I don't know if I've told you about this, but her husband was like hardcore hitting on me.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I never told her. Nothing happened. It was just like...
Because it was his actions to you, and it had nothing to do with you. You're just friends with her.
No, but like if there was like maybe a makeout session or something, then obviously that would be bad.
Yeah.
But there was nothing, but it was just really...
Well, that's a decision that you have to make for yourself and your friendship. Like, I mean, it's like, do I tell my really close friend that her husband just complimented my booty, or do I just... Let it go.
But it's a hard spot to be in.
And tell him that's inappropriate and you're lucky I didn't tell your wife.
Right. That's, I mean, but what do you do? You know, like if one of your like really good friends' husbands is hitting on you and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, so, okay. That there's a fine line there, and there's a lot of variables that can play into it.
Right.
I believe, and from my experiences, I would like to be in the know because then I can address whatever needs to be addressed, and you wouldn't have otherwise known if that person didn't tell you.
Right.
So,
say for instance, this also happened, more than 15 years ago, and I haven't talked to this girl, but I'm just saying, like, in a situation, like, say Daniel's hitting on you, it would be hard for you to tell me that, but then it just makes everything awkward.
Yeah, I know, totally, totally. And it's like, how close are you with
right.
the girl, you know?
Right.
And then is that person gonna turn on you? I've been in like situations where, not like exactly what you're saying,
right.
but where it's like something happens and then somebody tells me about it. And
right.
then it's like, well, at least I have the knowledge now and then can address the situation how I personally feel
yes.
is best.
Right.
Instead of just being like ignorant to the whole situation, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think it would be different if it was like the person was just dating the guy versus in my situation,
yeah.
they were married and had a kid and
yeah.
I was babysitting the kid. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you definitely don't want to add any friction to it. So
there's
anyway.
All those variables that play
yes.
into it.
Yes.
And I mean, sometimes it's just like, I don't want to deal with it, so.
Yeah, I'm just not going to say anything. Yeah. I mean, all right, okay. Minor annoyances that pass quickly. Like,
flossing for you?
Oh my God, that's not minor. That is major annoyance. I cannot stand to see floss. Actually, let me tell you guys, my dentist actually called me to say, you've been ignoring our calls. And I know you've been ignoring our calls
yeah,
for your teeth
like
cleaning.
Friends with your dentist.
Yeah, but I don't want to get my teeth. I hate all of that, all of it. So I have an appointment next week, but I think I'm gonna cancel.
Well,
I just don't.
I need to make an appointment. Maybe
whatever,
I should make
your
an appointment with her. Because I don't know. I'm like on my back molars. Like, who can see those? I'm noticing
your teeth are great.
There's like a weird mark on them right now. I don't know what this is about, and it's driving me nuts. Nobody can see it but me. But I just love white teeth, and so anyway,
yeah.
I need to go get that checked out. Actually, I'm going to be with some of my family members who are dentists.
Oh yes,
I'm going to ask them to look at it.
That's perfect.
Because what I think happened was. I vaguely remember, I think I maybe had like a cap or something on one of my back molars.
A sealant?
A sealant, mm-hmm. and I think maybe the sealant came off.
All my teeth have sealants.
Yeah, I think I had some sealants.
32 cavities.
Yeah, because you don't floss.
It's not because of the flossing.
Yes, it is.
Let's not talk about my teeth. But anyway, there's other annoyances. Flossing is one thing. Daniel flosses every day. It's annoying as all hell. So
my annoyance is actually like a blessing because Connor just psychopathically does laundry and it like really annoys me, but then also all my laundry gets done. So it's like,
no, it's, that's a good thing. Maybe that's one of
no,
the annoying
great,
things
but I'm like,
me. Yeah.
Why are we doing laundry every day?
Know,
we
know.
Don't, we do not have children. It's different when you're family of four versus two adults that just like, but it's great because I'm thankful because everything's always done,
right.
but I'm a kind of build up the pile and just do all my laundry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think that would change if I had kids because
yes.
I'd want to get the kids stuff done. I'd want, you know,
but I think you would be more relaxed about it than like Connor. He would probably want to get it all done. Like, that's a good thing to be relaxed about.
It's a great thing for me to be annoyed about because it benefits me.
Yeah.
So it's just,
yeah. Okay.
Oh. Full sexual or dating history. I think it's
I was just going to skip over it.
Got to talk about it.
Like yeah.
Especially, you know, PSA, guys, if you're out here, mm-hmm. I don't care what age you are, you might be somebody that has recently gotten divorced. Maybe you're older. Maybe you're in your 50s, 60s, even 70s, 80s, whatever. You might be fresh out of college dating. When you live in these large metropolitan areas, I am not kidding, you can look this up, you have to be really careful of STDs or STIs.
Oh, I didn't even know where you're
yeah.
going with this.
So
okay.
they spread more rapidly in like populated places like this. And that's like a very known thing. So just be careful out there. So you should talk to whoever you're dating or your partner about all this.
I thought you meant like dating history, like who all you've dated, not like their...
I mean, you need to like ask these questions. Like, you don't want to like end up with like a disease.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, you really should be, it's responsible.
Yeah.
To be careful out there.
Definitely.
It's wild in those streets.
Date responsibly.
Yes, and use your resources. There's...
What do you mean? Oh.
You know, like, yeah. that you could go get, like, you could actually send the person that you're dating to go get it like an STI check, like just to be safe. But just saying, just putting it out there while we all watch Love Island and all this craziness on TV where everybody just be doing whatever. Be smart, be careful, and use your brain.
Yeah. We'll be right back. Y'all, this is, we're not, stop it.
We're having like such, I feel like our conversations off air, we're girl chatting. Our director, Bill, can hear all the tea.
And he loves it. And actually, he's just not even listening until, yeah, he doesn't.
But this is
Very, he just goes, are you talking?
This is a very bizarre topic here. And I feel a type of way about this.
We both do. So forget imaginary friends. Kids are now choosing AI for their new pals.
Get out of here.
What? UK researchers say more kids are turning to artificial intelligence for advice on just about everything and even to find friendship. The report called Me, Myself, and AI.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Found 64% of kids use chatbots for help with homework and tough conversations, but over a third say AI is the actual friend. A majority of parents are worried chatbots are giving their kids false information. Okay, go ahead.
Well, first of all, I really wish, and I don't know, I mean, I use ChatGPT a lot as a grown adult. I wish there was more parameters around, like, putting in parental guidelines on these chatbots and being like, look, the person using this is 9 years old and please answer responsibly for a 9 year old. I don't know how you would even control this, but there needs to be some big conversations that happen between kids and parents about how this is literally like a more advanced Google. So they're not your friend. This is technology.
But this is how what people are turning to. I know somebody in my family that turns to ChatGPT that has told me this. I'm sure others do too, for guidance, like therapy guidance.
Well, and a lot of it is good. I'm not hating on it.
Right.
Like, there is a lot of good that can come out of it. My mom went to the doctor, and for whatever reason, her like cholesterol is high. She's works out, eats healthy. It's so bizarre. So,
it's hereditary, probably.
Yeah.
Because I did a deep dive on cholesterol because you can't like
it's so
really
annoying.
Monitor.
So the doctor was like, I am not putting you on medication. Mm-hmm. You've got to lower this. So I went immediately on the phone and I was like, woman, I put in her age, I put in her height, I put in her age, height, weight. And then I was like, high cholesterol, build me a meal plan that will lower cholesterol.
Yeah.
And it sent like a whole like meal plan, and like it sent what supplements, or not even supplements, but just vegetables and protein that you can eat that would lower cholesterol.
Yeah.
And it was super helpful, and I sent it all over to her, and who knows if she'll use it, but it was cool that it builds out a meal plan for somebody at that age, at that height, who's pretty active.
Mm-hmm.
And so everything it said, she may have ate anyway, you
right,
know? So
right.
It was like really cool to have that. And then the other day I had it build me like a high protein meal plan and a calorie deficit based on my height and weight.
But that's all information that if you did research, you would find out that information, right? But I'm talking about building a relationship.
Yeah, like, building the whole relationship is so weird to me. That's just why.
But I don't think that that's healthy, because it's like when the guy had a relationship, like he proposed to his AI girlfriend or whatever.
It's
like
so weird.
It's just, I think hinders when you have a actual friendship, you talk to the person.
Well, there's
that
also these
skills.
Like AI images, like that one. There's influencers that are AI, and now AI can coincide with world events like the tennis Wimbledon. And the AI girl looked like she was at Wimbledon watching tennis. And it was getting all these likes and everything. I mean, cool, it's a good business plan, but people then get attached to these AI influencers. It's like, that's not a real girl. And they're looking more real and more real.
I know.
And then the whole issue of the AI images altering pictures of people like us or just anybody, that's very dangerous because they look real.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Well, AI even, I'll tell you, AI even taking the place of people in jobs and stuff, there was a fake account that was made under my name for Instagram, and I reported it, and I guess the AI didn't pick it up and said, we don't believe that this was a false account, whatever, and then I did it again, and then they blocked it. And this was like in a matter of maybe 2 minutes, but that couldn't clearly be a person. You see what I mean? Like, I had to report it again the same way, but
That's
person would have
so
slipped
weird.
Through the
okay,
cracks.
And what is up with these weirdos making fake accounts of us? If you're one of those people making fake accounts of me or Rashi or anyone we work with, get a life. It's weird. And I feel sorry for you.
Yeah.
It's weird. And you try to scam people out of money. I don't have the time to talk to people on the internet. Trust me. I have time for my very, very, very close circle.
Yes, you do.
And that is literally it. We are so busy here.
But to put our names out there and
trust
then,
me,
but
if people, I call you personally, like I call Rashi, you're in the inner circle. If not, there's no way I'm messaging with you online.
But
like, there is not a chance. I can barely message my own friends via text message.
But the point is, like, why are you doing that? Because these people are scamming people by saying they're us, or you could be trying to pretend to be somebody else. And then they're responding to the friends.
But also with people on the other side of it, use your brain. Don't you see that we're busy people and there's not a chance in hail that we are asking you for money or trying to talk and have these extensive conversations?
It's crazy.
We don't use WhatsApp. We do not use WhatsApp.
We don't.
I would not. The only time I've ever used WhatsApp maybe was when I was in Europe or something.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, literally,
well,
no.
Yes, yeah. I don't know. There's a whole thing with WhatsApp. Like, people that are like, oh, join the WhatsApp group. I'm like, what do you...
Why? To get scammed?
I don't know, but there's a lot of, like, people that use WhatsApp. It's, like, crazy.
It's very crazy, and the extent of, like, lies that these people pretending to be us or me go through is so bad, and I can't even keep up with the amount of people who message me, like, hey, like, I saw... Some people get it. Thank you for sending me the fake accounts, because then I report them. Some people are like, hey, another fake account. Like, those people get it, but a lot of people message me saying, hey, I've been messaging with you on this account. Is it you? And I'm just like, bro.
I know. Do we have to go to another break, or are we good? Okay, we'll be right back. Starting next year, companies will no longer be able to deduct the cost of snacks, coffee, or on-site lunches provided to employees in the changed part of President Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. And you're thinking, what am I looking at? Well, this is what our company provides us with. This is actually our break room. And this is the coffee that we so preciously drink if we really, really want to. But yeah, that's going to be a huge thing. We would talk about it a little bit more, but we're running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on Caroline and Rashi.
Bye, friends.
Bye.